What's up, everybody? I'm Asa, and to my lovely left is Mr. Andrew.
What's up, everybody?
We're Borderline Entertainment, and this is the weekly Game Chat.
Game Chat.
I think we might have said Game Cast before.
Yeah, it has something to do with amnesia, maybe.
I don't like it.
Forgot.
Game Chat.
Game Chat.
We're switching to Game Chat. Leaving Party Chat, going... It wasn't called Party Chat.
It's called Games Cast, going to Game Chat.
Now we're rambling. We're bringing you this Game Chat every week, and we got topics for you.
We got topics.
And today, our topic, NX.
NX, iterative consoles, things that are coming out.
So, we've got some problems, at least I do. We've got some problems with the way these consoles are happening. I was loving my PS4 and my Xbox One, but then I hear about Neo and what's the other one? Scorpio.
Both Matrix characters, I think.
And so, it's like, wait, Scorpio's in the Matrix?
That's a joke, everybody.
I love the Matrix. In fact, I tried to watch it, and I was too tired and I fell asleep. Scorpio's not in the Matrix.
The Matrix is everywhere.
I love these consoles, but what I don't love is when they're trying to give me new ones like 3 years out, and the fact that they're not just a new console. It's not PS5.
Right, that's what I was going to say. It's not a new console. It's the same thing, but supposedly better, but I don't know how that makes it different from a new console.
I know. I'm really at a loss. Mm-hmm. And then Nintendo... It's NX.
It's an NX, which is a new console.
That is a new console. We talked about that.
We talked about that a little bit, yeah. Mostly just about the controllers and about how it's kind of like mobile controllers.
Handheld. Whatever. And now we know that it is this mobile but docking station with detachable controllers. And I'm excited about having a handheld that's like console fidelity graphics. But I'm worried about detachable controllers. There's probably news about it right now that we didn't hear about, and that's all we know. I mean, we're not journalist people.
No, we're just talking about ideas.
Yeah, we do what we can.
We're reactionary.
Freaking lay off. But still, we know some stuff, and I'm a little skeptical about the atmosphere.
Okay, well, what do you know?
So here's what I know. It's a note.
Get your notes.
Get my notes together. Together. This just in. Scorpio is supposed to be a 4K compatible Xbox 2, 1. We really don't know. It says it's just an improved Xbox One. So we know that. That's just about it.
Okay.
Then we have
same
PS4.
Same thing for the PS4.
Yeah,
Neo.
4K, Neo, whatever. But it's not 5. These are not new consoles. These are iterative. Dang, I'm skipping letters.
You gotta enunciate.
Iterative consoles, kind of like your iPhone 5, 5S. Mm.
The production schedule for the PS4K and the Xbox Scorpio, whatever, it seems to be on the same production cycle as like the iPhones and how they come out with one, but then they come out with like a better one within the same year.
Yeah.
And how it's the functions are supposedly enough to want people to buy this one over the original one. And to me, it makes me think of, this is a much lamer comparison, but how like PlayStations and Xboxes too, how they had the original, but then they had like the slim versions.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. Did those come with any quality enhances or enhancements?
I don't remember off the top of my head. Besides the systems running better, therefore I think there was probably less, you know, frame rate dips and screen tears. So, if you want to put that in that category, then yes.
Yes, but not on the same level.
But not on the same level as like a full jump from 1080 to 4K.
Right.
So, but I mean, even then, you know, Xbox One just had an S come out a couple months ago.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, why do the S and then have Scorpio? I'm super confused about their messaging and what is going on with these consoles.
Well, to me, for Sony, it seems to be all about VR. Like, they've been pushing that forever, or at least in the past year.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so it feels like that's, like, their driving force behind, we should probably put out something better so that we can put out to VR.
Because Neo...
Which we'll talk about in another episode.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
But Neo is going to be able just to... Like, it's almost like it's just built for VR.
Right.
So then we start looking at Nintendo, which isn't iterative. Iterative. Dang, I can't get that word.
Iterative. Yeah. That's okay. You'll get it.
You say it for me.
Iterative.
Iterative. Tiv. 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 Iterative. Anyway, so we're getting to Nintendo, and this is a new one for them, right? You know, this is a brand new console.
Right.
Which was supposed to be more powerful, which now no longer is.
Because they're behind again.
They're behind, but also did you hear that the NX, they said, might be now just as powerful as the PS4 and Xbox One, if not maybe a little bit lower.
Well, are they talking about the ones that are going to be released or the current ones?
No, they said current ones.
They said current ones.
They're now reneging. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
That's
it's a euchre term.
That's almost racist.
Legal says no. This just then, our legal team says we can't say re.
Oh gosh! What time was that? Write that down. We'll bleep that out. We'll bleep that out. All right.
Okay.
Switzerland.
So Nintendo is taking back their statement saying
Indian giver. Is that? That's still
they're still racist.
They're still
they're taking back their statement.
Nintendo's,
they're saying
Nintendo's racist.
They will be just as powerful, not more powerful.
Right. They are taking back that
what
statement.
Their previous statement.
Yeah. Which is now sad.
Yeah. So all right? Is that something to look forward to?
You know, I'm just stuck on the bad words we've said. We got to tiptoe. There are going to be kids watching this.
You have to just move past it.
I can't. Little Jimmy's looking at me, and he's got a sad face. And he's like, "You've crushed my dreams, Asa." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, little Jimmy."
But it wasn't you. It was me. And so, Jimmy, I don't really care. I do care, because I don't want to be racist. But I don't care about you, Jimmy.
Sorry, Switzerland. Listen, Nintendo, I just want to know what the crap you're doing. Are you going to make a console that is powerful or are you not?
Mm-hmm.
Just make up your mind.
Right.
Which, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter because Nintendo's going to have the software to sell it.
Right.
But when it comes to third parties, it's going to matter because you're going to have companies like EA making their big games like Mass Effect for Xbox and PlayStation, and now they're going to have to make another version for PS4 and Xbox One, because again, Scorpio Neo are going to be that 4K resolution.
Well, that's what I wonder, because for the Wii U, they did that for a couple games, but it wasn't worth it to play those games on the Wii U.
Right, and then they even stopped.
Right.
Because they're like, it's just not worth
it.
We're not making any money. And sadly, as gamers, we want the games, but these companies, at the end of the day, are companies, and they have to make money.
They have to make money.
And they're not going to do it on a console that is not as powerful, or they have to make a whole another version. So the console future is bleak.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm not feeling good.
Well, you felt this way just about Nintendo in general.
I did.
You thought that they weren't making very good
now
choices.
Now it's just everything. I'm depressed, man. I need counseling.
I guess that's the question then, is are you going to get an NX?
Xanax.
Are you going to get a Nintendo NX,
not Xanax. Yes, I'm going to get an NX.
You're getting an NX. Okay.
I'm going to get one, okay? I'm going to complain, but I'm going to get one. I'm also going to get a Scorpio and a Neo.
See, I don't feel like it's worth it because...
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, what's in my mind is money because, I don't have enough money to buy three whole new consoles.
You're not rich?
No, I don't think you're rich either, so I don't know how you're buying those things.
I'm not rich.
But that's okay. But I'm not going to buy three brand new consoles because I don't see the value. Personally, like for VR, like I'm not going to buy a VR system to go with my PlayStation. And
yeah, you can use mine.
If I were, the one I would buy is the Xbox because I don't have an Xbox One.
Yeah.
So I feel like this would be a time,
sense.
I can jump in and buy this more.
But why not get the S?
Well, I don't want that one.
But the S is cheap. It's better than the first one. You said you're poor.
We'll see.
You know, what do you think,
we'll
people?
See.
Because we clearly have no idea what we're going to do. Because Sony, Microsoft,
probably,
you're confusing.
I'm probably just going to wait for like a Black Friday deal, honestly. And then my brain's going to go, oh my gosh, you need this right now.
Did?
And I'm
going to
go, oh, I need it.
Now you're crazy.
Yeah.
They're making us crazy.
Because they're like, oh, which one are you going to buy? Are you going to buy this one? Are you going to buy that one? I don't know.
None?
Probably that one.
You're just going to quit games, period? Because people might?
I don't feel like it'll get that extreme.
I don't know.
Okay, so what games do you think, what are there any coming out?
It's coming out?
I don't know.
You know, I don't think a lot is coming out this week.
I'm not in the news.
I am in the news, and I don't even remember. Here we go.
I've been at kids camp for 2 weeks, so I've been really out of it.
And people who don't know what Kids Camp is are now horrified at who we are.
I'm not even going to explain it.
October 4th, we have Atari Flashback Classics Volume 1 and 2 coming to Xbox One and PS4. Sounds pretty cool. Did you ever play any Atari games? No. Gosh, loser. Next, we have Warhammer The End Times.
I don't know what that is.
The devil's coming back.
End Times is Jesus.
Jesus comes back, takes people because anti... So this is about the Antichrist. War game, The End Times, Vermintide. See, that just sounds like the game's about Antichrist.
Well, it makes you think it's like giant rats coming and like taking over the world.
Vermin. Yeah, vermin. So, vermin, Antichrist, it's all the same thing. Don't sue us. But that's what's coming out this week. Not a whole lot. But next week, a little bit better.
Okay.
But if we're looking at later this week, the 7th, we've got Mafia 3. That's a big game. You ever play any of the Mafia games?
No.
This one's looking pretty cool. So normally there, you're playing as a white guy. Now you're playing as a colored guy.
Cool.
To me, that's big.
Diversity for the win.
Diversity.
Hogwarts.
And also on the 7th, we have Paper Mario Color Splash. This game looks cool.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Splatoon? Favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like where Nintendo is going with the whole color thing. Mm-hmm. And this is like the last big release from Nintendo is Paper Mario Color Splash. And so I'm so excited for more paint and neon magic with Nintendo.
And I'm excited for Paper Mario. I always loved Paper Mario.
Should we play the one on 3DS?
Yeah. Actually, my sister has it, and I play it sometimes. I play it every time I go over to the house.
I was hoping for a sick burn.
You're right. Comment below. Are you going to buy an NX, PS4 Neo?
Scorpio.
K-Neo, Xbox Scorpio, 4K thing.
Morpheus. Oh, dang, that was actually a name.
An Xbox Morpheus.
Dang.
That's what they should have done.
Just let us know. What are you going to do? Put it in the comment. Like, subscribe. I'm Asa. This is Andrew. We're out.
Blue pill.
Red pill. I just said boo pill.
Boo pill.